goodbye to things that bore me. Joy is waiting for me. I see a new horizon. My life has only begun beyond the blue horizon. Lies a rising sun.
Some years ago, Counselor Horner, a Swiss, made a voyage round the world in the Russian vessel La Podesta, commanded by Captain Krusenstern. They discovered many islands, and amongst others, one very large and fertile, till then unknown to navigators, to the southwest of Java, near the coast of New Guinea. They landed here, and to the great surprise of Mr. Horner, he was received by a family who spoke to him in German. They were a father and mother, and four robust and hardy sons. Their history was very interesting. The father was a Swiss clergyman who, in the revolution of 1798, had lost all his fortune and had determined to emigrate in order to seek elsewhere the means of supporting his family. He went first to England with his wife and children, consisting of four sons between the ages of 12 and 5. He there undertook the office of missionary to Otaheite. Not that he intended to remain on that uncivilized island, but he wished to proceed from thence to Port Jackson as a free colonist. He invested his little capital in seeds of every description and some cattle to take out with him. They had a prosperous voyage till they were near the coast of New Guinea, when they were overtaken by a frightful storm. At this period he commenced his journal, which he afterwards committed to the care of Mr. Horner, to be forwarded to his friends in Switzerland.
You're tuned to WSFR, Lost Island Radio.
I used to go upon a summer wind. There's a southern melody takes me back to the place that I know on the summer I will keep. The sands of time will blow away mystery. No one but you and I underneath that moonlit sky. Take me back to the place that I know on the beat. Yeah, yeah. On the beat. On the summer wind. beneath that moonlit sky. Take me back to the place that I know. On the beach, yeah. Oh, down on the beach, yeah, down on the beach, on the beach.
Professor, I don't see how smacking the jaw can turn him into a radio.
He's not a radio skipper. He's merely a simple form of receiver. You see, the high-frequency sound waves are emanating from the molar, which is pushed against...
Never mind all the technicalities, Professor. The thing I'm getting at is I've been belted many times before, but the only thing that ever came out of my mouth was a loose tooth.
From what I've been able to see, one of Gilligan's molars has been jolted out of position and shoved against a tooth with a silver filling. Open, Gilligan.
This is station KALU, Honolulu, the voice of Minot.
Close. Not too unusual a situation. It's happened a number of times.
Yes, but not to Gilligan.
Well, the atmospheric conditions, the metal in his mouth, the shape of his skull have all combined to make him a receiver.
Is there any chance, Professor, instead of being a receiver, could we make him a sender so we could get a message to Hawaii?
No, I'm afraid not, Skipper. And unless I miss my guess, the position of his head and his body will bring in different stations. Watch. Open up, Gilligan.
Solid steel shower head.
Be darned.
Gilligan, your tooth may go back into position by itself, or perhaps I'll have to find a non-conductive substance to coat it with. Or maybe I'll pull the tooth. Well, you make the decision. I have to keep checking these weather reports.
What's the latest on the typhoon?
Still headed this way.
Which is bearing down on the southwest Pacific area is...
Gilligan, will you close your mouth?
And there will be hourly reports from this station.
You are going to have to stay away from this transistor radio, Gilligan. The signals you're emitting are loud enough to cause interference.
Lonely, all alone, just like I wanted to be. Lost out at sea, I might stay on my island for a couple of years. See how it feels.
Beaming to you live from a beach lost on the shores of time, this is WSFR. I've been here for 17 years now, and I'm beginning to think that even the space aliens won't be able to rescue me. When I first rigged up this coconut speaker to my pineapple transmitter, I was afraid no one would hear me. Sending out these transmissions onto the mango and guava portion of the Fruit Loop radio spectrum was just an exercise in staying sane. Lately, I've started to wonder if my search for the lost city of Tiki K. Martini was just another example of my youthful exuberance and headstrong foolishness. If you're out there listening, please do give us a call down here on WSFR. Otherwise, I'm going to have to spend another evening in the Mirage Lounge.
Honeymoon, we're never coming back from being marooned. just about living unless you're giving love to someone who loves you. Promise that we'll never get rescued. We'll live our dreams out here in a cabana of bamboo.
Just me and you.
If wishes were wishes, I'd be wishing for kisses on the stars in the paradise sky, falling from your eyes whenever you smile at me. Doesn't matter if it's AM or PM, AM or FM, we'll do. There's always a good song or two for dancing with you. Every day is a honeymoon. We're never coming back from being marooned. Take my hand, we'll dance real slow, then play an awesome. And we'll dance real slow. They're playing our song on the coconut radio.
Beach boy, I
This is the Desert Island Radio Network. Do you have a message in a bottle? While we prefer not to litter, our transoceanic shortwave service does accept ingoing and outgoing canned or bottled messages. Do you feel stranded in life, washed up or washed out? Then you've dialed in the right frequency. WSFR is proud to be a member of the Desert Island Radio Network, connecting those who've gone overboard together, and through the power of wireless, reuniting them with the wider world.
WSFR, Lost Island Radio.
One Deck Pete presents All Washed Up for WSFR. SFR.
right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour, a 3-hour tour. The skipper too, a million.